Gemara says on Daf Kuf Chav Amud Beis and towards the bottom of it says B'dama Bracha D'Imu D'Chol Bracha D'Ima Nami Bukhara Sukhla Karile. Gemara says when a person is not a Bukhar Gomer, he's called a Bukhar Sukhla, a Bukhar Shaita, like the Rashbam explains, Bukhar Sukhla, Bukhar Shaita, the Chol Bracha D'Ima Bracha Sukhla Karile. Lemishem Shtusay. Levishena Bukhar Gomer Gemara Dashay Deshena Kasher. When a person is not a complete Bukhar, it's not Ma'abamim, he's called a Bukhar Sukhla or Bukhar Shaita to show that he's not a Bukhar Gomer. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky over here on MS Yaakov asks a kasha from Rashi in Parshas Niketz, Perek Nebeis Pasuk Lamed Ches. It says over there that and the pasuk says V'yamer lo yered b'ni imachem, because Reuben says in lo eshnei b'nei Thomas im lavenu elov, and Rashi says in that Yaakov was not mekabel his taina lo kibod b'avshel Reuben Amar b'char shaita who's there is a b'char shaita who Amar l'hamas b'nei b'chi b'nei b'hem lo b'nei. So he refers to Reuben as a b'char shaita. So in fact of Yaakov he says Reuben was a b'char me'av umeim. If he's a Bechar Me'av Me'im, why would he call him a Bechar Shaita? Bechar Shaita is only a person who's a Bechar Me'im, not Me'av. And he says, a nice chat, he says that we find in Devar Yom, and the Pasuk says that when he was, that when he was Mechal Yitzu Yaviv, Nitna Becharasa, his Bechar was taken away when he was Mechal Yitzu Yaviv. So he was not a Bechar Gomer, and for that reason he was referred to as a Bechar Shaita, even though he was a Bechar Me'avu Me'im. Belulei Bar, but I think that Bechar, it's not a kasha, because the reason why it's called a Bechar Shait over there is not because of the lineage of the Bechara, but because of the Svara that he said. Rashi is trying to bring out the Pita Medrash that Lekibol Varvashal Ruvain, he says this is not a good Taina. What does it mean, Shnei Bani Thomas, it's not just your children, it's my children too, Yaakov said. So it's a Taina Shal Shtos, and for that reason he called him a Bechar Shait, nothing to do with being Me'av or Me'aim, and it's Bechar Mevor like that in the Medrash, because the Medrash continues and says that when Reb Tafron would hear somebody say a svar that was not a good svar, he would say on him the pasuk of La Yared Bini Imachem, and the Mefarshim over there try to be mazir. What shaychus to svar shel shus? But the pshat is it's a hemshech of what we said before. The being that is called a svar, which is not a svar hagenis, like Yaakov Inu Tanya. So that pasuk became the kinyan when somebody says a svar which is not a good svar. They would say that pasuk of La Yared Bini Imachem. So that's the reason why he's referred to as a Bechar Shaita, nothing to do with being a Bechar Me'av Umeyem. And I just want to be Messiah with another Aron, the Rashbam. It's a dua that the Acharnim want to be Mechadish in Sukkah, the Stipe, and others, that when you have Hadash Shaita is not just Tam Psul, but it does not have a Chepts of Hadas at all. It's not considered a Min Hadas. It's like a new Min, even though it's on the same tree, but does not have the same Hadas Bechal not a Hadas. And Rashbam over here, I think, is mashma a little bit not like that, because he says a Bechar, which is not a Bechar Gomer, if he's not Bechar Me'avimim, he's called a Bechar Shaita, k'may Hadash Shaita, shenu kasher, just like Hadash Shaita, which is not kasher. Now, a Bechar, who's Me'av, not Be'im, is a Bechar. It does have a shame Bechar, it's just not a Bechar Gomer. And he's comparing that to Hadash Shaita, it would seem like that Hadash Shaita also would have a shame Hadas, but just not a, it's not a Hadas kasher, it's missing something. But it sounds like it's not something which is not Mufka from a shame Hadas Bechlal. So the Pashas and the Rashbam is mashma, the Hadash Shaita is a Hadas, it's just not missing in its kashas, but does have a shame Hadas.